I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. We are your radio program of record each day, 9 till noon. Good to have you with us. Joining us today, as he does every Wednesday, is my buddy Chuck Muth. We're going to find out if he's back from the wild or if he's just decided that he just likes camping so much, he's just not coming back to society. Chuck Muth, good morning. Where are you?
You know, it was tempting to stay out, but no, I am back in civilization from the wild.
Okay, I was just curious. While you've been gone, obviously a lot's been going on, and I know you've been following some of it, but not all of it. First of all, I want to ask you, because we're like 62 days removed from a midterm election, and a lot of people across the state are predicting a big blue wave. I'm curious what you think. You've seen public polling. You may have seen some private polling that maybe the rest of us don't have access to. Are we looking at a blue wave?
I guess it's possible in Nevada. All of the races here, the major races, are the polling that I've seen, and it's probably the same polling that you've seen, Kevin. I don't have any inside source on these, but you know, the gubernatorial race is neck and neck. The U.S. Senate race is neck and neck. The Tarkanian race in the 3rd Congressional District is neck and neck. And you know, we're even seeing reports that people believe that Crescent Hardy, the Republican in the 4th Congressional District, actually has a chance against Stephen Horsford, the Democrat candidate in that district. You'd have to believe that Horsford, just because of the registration numbers, has an advantage there. But, you know, all four of those races really have the potential to go either way at this point. It could be a red wave or it could be a blue wave.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there is a possibility, though, that with heightened enthusiasm, that Republicans could have some sort of impact on a number of these races. I want to ask you, does it come down to simply turnout or intensity, or what does it come down to?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. The unknown factor here that you just have to take into consideration is the Trump factor. There is a potential for a Trump wave. And what I mean by that is that supporters of Donald Trump don't often tell pollsters how they really feel, as we have seen in race after race around the country, where the polling has just been so far off and a Trump-supported candidate has come out and won in the long run. We're also seeing it on the Democrat side. In a primary yesterday, another incumbent Democrat in Congress was upset in a primary race in Massachusetts by a very liberal, progressive Bernie Sanders-type candidate, just like what we had in New York a few weeks ago. So, you know, there is intensity on the left. As long as the candidate, you know, is a Bernie Sanders type of candidate, they're turning out. So the question is, do candidates in Nevada like Susie Lee, Jackie Rosen, and Steve Sisolak, you know, are they Bernie Sanders-like candidates that will pull that part of their base out to vote, or are they just going to stay home because those Democrats don't really meet up to their standards? That's going to be the interesting unknown factor.
I know that we've talked an awful lot about Parkland, Florida, David Hogg, and others. Next Gen, which is the Tom Steyer, he's a billionaire California guy that is promising to get out the youth vote. Is the youth vote going to mean that much in a close election?
Now, if it does, I think everybody's going to be shocked. Every single election, Kevin, and I've been around for, 25 years now, every election we hear about this so-called youth vote. And the fact of the matter is, the reality is, that yes, a lot of youth do vote, but nowhere near in the percentages and numbers that, you know, say 45, 50-plus vote on election day, especially in a non-presidential election year. And, you know, and that's okay and it's understandable. Some of them seem to be highly motivated by, as you noted, you know, the gun issue. You know, others are now getting all worked up over the Supreme Court and the Roe v. Wade decision. But the youth vote, despite predictions every election cycle that there's going to be this massive turnout of, you know, say, under 35 vote, it just never really materializes. So I don't put a whole lot of stock in that. If I was a political consultant advising a campaign, I wouldn't recommend putting anywhere near the kind of resources that Tom Steyer, you know, is supposedly putting into the youth vote. I just think he's going to come up snake eyes with a roll of the dice like that.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. He's the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us. Let me just ask you, because a lot of people are asking the question today, is America changing before our very eyes? Is it becoming not a right-center nation, but a left, far-left nation that wants free college education, wants free health care, wants open borders, wants to abolish ICE. Is it possible that that's becoming the mainstream of Democratic thought?
Of Democratic thought, yes, but primarily on the coast, on the, you know, the far east coast and the far left coast, you know, especially California, you're seeing these pockets of, you know, folks actually openly advocating socialism. That's on the coast. I don't believe that mentality has seeped into even Democrats in flyover country. I just don't see it there. It's certainly something to be concerned about, that some of these folks are getting attention and they are getting elected to office. But to a certain degree, I think that actually is going to help the Republicans in the cycle. I think there's going to be a backlash, again, other than on the coast, the east and west coast, there's going to be a backlash against that sort of thing, and I think it's going to hurt Democrats overall. I don't think there's going to be a blue wave.
More from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us. We'll talk about the Kavanaugh hearings and all things Trump. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now.
Attention cat owners, the hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Do you own or operate a business? Would you like to reduce your electric bill by 20, 40, even 60% by improving the efficiency of your AC unit? Then you need to check out FridgeWise. Headquartered in my hometown of Kansas City, my friends at FridgeWise have developed technology that can dramatically reduce the cost of cooling, including walk-in cooler refrigeration. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino. How does FridgeWise do it? Well, your current unit runs at only one speed. But with a new smart motor, your unit will run at variable speeds, faster or slower, reducing electric use by 20 to 60%. And it'll keep your air at a consistent desired temperature. Depending on the size of your business, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Kavanaugh is fielding questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. It's a part of his confirmation hearing. More on that coming up. But joining us now, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Yes, he's back in the city. The city boy has come back from the wild. And I'm curious what you thought of yesterday, the political theatrics. The political theatrics that we were dealing with. And by the way, it turned out it was all organized, right?
Oh, yes. And look, it was disgraceful. And, you know, this goes back to something we were talking about in the first segment there, Kevin. I think it's going to backfire on the Democrats. I think the average voter is going to see that circus act that the Democrats put on yesterday, and they're going to reject it. I think the American people are really getting tired of this sort of thing. And at the voting booth, again, I don't believe there's going to be a blue wave. I think you're going to see the Trump supporters and Americans who are happy with the direction that the country is going in are going to come out and vote to continue that rather than take a chance of putting power into the hands of these people who are just, I mean, they truly do suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, and you see it every day, and it's getting worse.
Well, and even among Democrats, you see those who are vocal about things like impeachment, investigations, and the idea of taking over the House of Representatives will give them a platform to at least have every investigation they want.
Yeah, and you are seeing now, even there was a New York Times story this week where Democrat leaders are laying the groundwork for impeachment but are not talking about impeachment itself because they know that just the mere talk of impeachment turns people off. But voters should not be fooled whatsoever. They've got, from what I understand from the newspaper story, I think 50 active investigations that they want to launch immediately if Democrats regain control of the House, a number of which would lay the basis for a charge of impeachment. So make no mistake, if the Democrats do regain control of the House of Representatives on November the 6th, impeachment is in our future, no question about it, and it's really, really, really going. As if the country's not already split, it's going to tear this country apart.
The president the other day came out on Twitter, criticized the Department of Justice for bringing charges against two Republican members of the House who were running for re-election. And I guess my question is, there are some Democrats that say that in and of itself maybe grounds for impeachment. Has he done anything yet that is impeachable?
Well, for some of these Democrats, again, they are so infected with Trump derangement syndrome, and as the joke goes, that if Donald Trump put Russian dressing on his salad, they'd call that an impeachable offense.
So, I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Everything and anything that this president does, they'll try to find a way to loop that into a cause for impeachment. But again, I'm hoping that the nation is going to see that, the Democrats for what they are and what they will do if they regain control and if they get power in the House of Representatives. And I hope that they reject it on November the 6th because the country is going in the right direction. The economy is up. Unemployment is down. Trump is renegotiating NAFTA and other trade deals that are more favorable to the United States. I mean, there's just so many good things going on in this country. Not that you would ever hear about it on CNN or MSNBC or any of the other networks, but there's so many good things going on. I think the American people see that, and they see through the rhetoric that's coming from the Democrats, and I think that the Republicans will keep control of the Senate for sure, and also the House. I know people are trying to say that it's in jeopardy, but it seems to me that they're missing something in the electorate, just as they missed it in 2016 when they thought that Hillary was a slam dunk to win the presidency, and Donald Trump upset her in that race.
And now there is a new book out, a Bob Woodward book called Fear, that is making the president out to be a Looney Tunes sort of guy. Have you seen any of the clips from this new book yet?
Oh, I've not, and I wouldn't even waste my time on that. There's more important things to do. I got to get the oil changed in the motorhome so we can get another trip going. It's coming from Bob Woodward, and the left. It's all part of a coordinated effort by forces on the left to undermine this presidency. The aspect that, there's something wrong mentally with Donald Trump, this isn't anything new either, Kevin. You and I have been around long enough. We know that they questioned George W. Bush's mental health. They certainly, I remember during Reagan's term, they called the man a dunce on a regular basis. So this is part of the playbook that the Democrats use. They always want to question a Republican president's mental fitness for office. So it's not anything new. It's just a little bit more rabid this time. That's all.
Well, and even going back to the Kavanaugh hearings, where CNN was reporting that there was a conference call headed up by Chuck Schumer, essentially going through the strategy that would be used yesterday. And they went right by the playbook, including protesters in the room having to be carried out.
And when you see that kind of behavior, again, I think that most Americans are going to see that behavior and reject it. I think they're going to be put off by it. It's just like a bunch of unruly kids on the playground throwing a temper tantrum. That's what the left and the Democrats look like today. And I really do believe that the American voter is going to see that for what it is on November the 6th, and they're going to return the Republicans back to power in the House and the Senate. And hopefully then, they'll have a bigger margin in the Senate so that more of Donald Trump's agenda can get passed, his America First agenda can get passed in the second half of his first term.
We have seen some polling that indicates that maybe things aren't going to go too well for Republicans. I want to ask you, and I even got a call the other night. It was a poll in Senate District 9, I guess it was, the Tiffany Jones. I don't know whether it was her poll or somebody else's poll, but I'm curious, what should folks do when they are called at night by a polling firm? What should conservatives do? Should we do misdirection? Should we tell the truth? What should we do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not one to... Yeah, I remember years ago, Rush Limbaugh did that whole thing where he was urging his listeners to give pollsters the exact opposite information. I've never really bought into doing that sort of thing. It's something that has to be very sophisticated and very coordinated to pull off if you really wanted to do it. If somebody gets polling, either answer honestly or just refuse to participate at all. The problem here, and I think, Kevin, probably a lot of your listeners don't know this, a lot of these polls that are done aren't being done for the purpose of polling to find out who's ahead or who's behind. When you answer the phone and you answer one of those polls, even a robo poll, one of those automatic survey polls, press 1 if you want candidate A, press 2 for candidate B, that is done for voter identification purposes. And if you say that you're for candidate A and it's candidate B who's actually behind the poll, they know who you have now said that you are leaning towards or are voting for, and that means you're going to get a certain type of mail from those campaigns, either boosting the candidate who has negatives and wants to put the positives out, or they're going to be more attack ads against the opponent. And that's really the purpose of a lot of these polls, again, especially the robo-polls, is simply for voter ID to find out who you are, who you're supporting, so that they can direct their mail program to you.
Chuck, I always love it because when I get off the air about noon, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I always have a new op-ed from you. What is coming out later today or tomorrow with the latest?
You know, probably tomorrow. I've got a full day today, but what I'm thinking of doing today during my my vacation out in the wild, I read a book by Richard Branson, Virgin Airlines. And there's some really interesting things that he put in. It's an old book. It's like 10 years old, about the need for entrepreneurs in this country. And I think that's probably one of the big things that a lot of people are missing about Donald Trump. He is an entrepreneur, and I think he's reviving the entrepreneurial spirit in this country. And it's interesting to see a lot of what Richard Branson said, who I don't really think is a Trump supporter, but both very successful businessmen talking about entrepreneurship and why we really need to instill that in our youth and in our public schools. Unfortunately, they can't even teach the kids to read and write, so maybe that's a bridge too far. But we really need entrepreneurs because they're the ones who create jobs and keep the economy thriving. And so I think that's probably what the column's going to be about this week.
How do folks find out about where you are and what you're writing about?
Just go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com and sign up for our free email list.
I love it. Chuck, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday. Have a great week.
You too, Kevin. Take care.
There you go. Chuck Muth, back in civilization, I'm proud to say. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Brett Kavanaugh, 74% of Americans believe he should be confirmed. That's a morning consult poll. It's just out. I thought, I don't know how many of you caught this, because supposedly we were being told that Kavanaugh's opening statement would end up being pushed back to this morning. But late in the afternoon, early evening back east, Kavanaugh got his chance, and Judge Brett Kavanaugh, who I fully expect to be Justice Brett Kavanaugh, outlined his judicial philosophy. And I want you to see, this is as perfect a judicial philosophy as any conservative can want.
My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written. A judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent. In deciding cases, a judge must always keep in mind what Alexander Hamilton said in Federalist 83. The rules of legal interpretation are rules of common sense. A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial arbiter who favors no litigant or policy. As Justice Kennedy explained in Texas versus Johnson, one of his greatest opinions, judges do not make decisions to reach a preferred result. Judges make decisions because the law and the Constitution, as we see them, compel the result. Over the past 12 years, I've ruled sometimes for the prosecution and sometimes for criminal defendants, sometimes for workers and sometimes for businesses, sometimes for environmentalists and sometimes for coal miners. In each case, I have followed the law. I do not decide cases based on personal or policy preferences. I am not a pro-plaintiff or pro-defendant judge. I'm not a pro-prosecution or pro-defense judge. I am a pro-law judge.
I think that is as perfect a judicial philosophy as you will find. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. And I want to find out what you think of the political theatrics yesterday. I thought it was embarrassing. I thought it was beneath the dignity of the United States Senate, where you had protesters being hauled out of the chamber, the meeting room, where you had members of the committee trying to shout down the chairman. To me, it was unbecoming the United States Senate. And I'm going to even go a step further. If you wonder why so many people say that our government sucks, the people who have lost faith in our government, all they had to do was look at what you saw yesterday. It was embarrassing. And in fact, one of the best parts was when Ben Sasse, a first-term senator from Nebraska, gave kind of a civics lecture. This is cut four. Gave kind of a civics lecture during the Supreme Court nominee hearings. And he just kind of stopped things and went into this dissertation on the role of the Senate, the role of the judiciary, the role of the executive branch. And it really was. It was almost like a high school civics lecture. But here he was, Ben Sasse, a senator, a Republican from Nebraska.
We really should be starting with Article 1, which is us. What is the legislature's job? The Constitution's drafters began with the legislature. These are equal branches, but Article 1 comes first for a reason, and that's because policymaking is supposed to be done in the body that makes laws. That means that this is supposed to be the institution dedicated to political fights. If we see lots and lots of protests in front of the Supreme Court, that's a pretty good litmus test barometer of the fact that our republic isn't healthy. Because people shouldn't be thinking they are protesting in front of the Supreme Court. They should be protesting in front of this body. The legislature is designed to be controversial, noisy, sometimes even rowdy, because making laws means we have to hash out the reality that we don't all agree. Government is about power. Government is not just another word for things we do together. The reason we have limited government in America is because we believe in freedom. We believe in souls. We believe in persuasion. We believe in love. And those things aren't done by power. But the government acts by power. And since the government acts by power, we should be reticent to use power. And so it means when you differ about power, you have to have a debate. And this institution is supposed to be dedicated to debate and should be based on the premise that we know since we don't all agree, we should try to constrain that power just a little bit. But then we should fight about it and have a vote in front of the American people. And then what happens? The people get to decide whether they want to hire us or fire us. They don't have to hire us again. This body is the political branch where policymaking fights should happen.
I've not been a big Ben Sasse fan. Sometimes he runs contrary to the president. But in this particular case, I loved his Civics 101 approach. And he's a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. I thought what he had to say yesterday was spot on. If you've got a problem with what's going on in our country, go after the legislative branch of government. They're the ones that make the laws. And it should be the legislative branch of government, not the judicial, that everybody starts politicking about. Now, what we do know is that 13 liberal groups have signed on to a letter delivered this morning. And essentially, and in fact, a part of the letter, they say that, quote, the Democratic Party's progressive base expects nothing less than all-out resistance to Trump's dangerous agenda and questions whether Chuck Schumer, is delivering that kind of resistance. 13 liberal groups delivering a message to Chuck Schumer, a pretty simple message. You are failing us. So look for Democrats to become more rowdy. I mean, what we saw yesterday was a three-ring circus as a part of these confirmation hearings. And if you remember back to when the president was mulling over who was going to be the nominee, he ended up with essentially a final four, and these special interest groups had signs, had emails ready to go out, and all you had to do was fill in the name of the nominee. I mean, we know that. We've seen that. Now, the question is, will America embrace Judge Brett Kavanaugh? I think they will. And if you listen to his judicial philosophy, and by the way, coming up in our next segment, we'll let you hear more from his opening statement. It was nothing short of brilliant. We'll get to that. We'll also get to your phone calls at 844, the number 2, Nevada. You've seen a lot of Brett Kavanaugh. You've seen a lot about the Democrat resistance. And now you've heard of of 13 liberal groups delivering a letter to Democrat leader Chuck Schumer with a simple message: you are failing us. Is that really true? And this politicization of these hearings is, to me, reprehensible. It's really too bad. And if you wonder why there are people in our society who are fed up, who've had it, and by the way, it's not just conservatives, it's liberals as well. Did you see the story down in Dallas? The Fox affiliate in Dallas? Some irate viewer, a liberal, backed his car through the back of the building at the Fox News affiliate, apparently taking heed of Chuck Todd. Remember when Chuck Todd on Meet the Press said, we need to fight back against Fox News. Well, somebody took that literally. We'll see what you think coming up. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
One thing that we can all agree on is that we want a better education for our children. However, our government has proven time and time again that they are unable to provide the quality education that we as parents are seeking. In order to ensure the highest quality of education, it is important that we return power to the parents. They should decide where their children go to school and what they learn. I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I honestly believe that a bloated, centralized bureaucratic machine is incapable of making decisions that are best made by you. At the end of the day, these unaccountable bureaucrats don't care about our children. They care about our tax dollars. Again, I am Assemblyman Jim Marchant, and I am running for re-election for Assembly District 37, and I humbly ask for your support and your vote so that I can represent our shared values in Carson City. Thank you, and please get out and vote. This election is absolutely critical for the state of Nevada, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best, feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall Special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. The Kavanaugh hearings continuing in our nation's capital. A little more civility today. There have been some people, some protesters that have been escorted out, shall we say. Let's go to cut two, though, because I promised I'd bring you more of Brett Kavanaugh. And when you listen to him, he's not scary. He may be conservative, but he's not a scary conservative. This is cut two. Brett Kavanaugh, proud of his body of work.
For 12 years, I've been a judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. I have written more than 300 opinions and handled more than 2,000 cases. I have given it my all in every case. I am proud of that body of work, and I stand behind it. I tell people, don't read about my judicial opinions, read the opinions. I've served with 17 other judges, each of them a colleague and a friend, on a court now led by our superb Chief Judge, Merrick Garland.
I was very impressed. And in listening this morning, just while I was shaving and everything, and was listening to the live coverage on C-SPAN, Pat Leahy is asking for more, doing what all the Democrats are doing, asking for more documents. And there is the issue of when he worked in the Bush White House, was he the beneficiary of stolen documents from Pat Leahy? And the guy says, I don't know. That was 20 years ago. I don't really recall. But they haven't been able to lay a glove on him yet. Mini controversy. Remember Fred Guttenberg? His daughter Jamie was one of the kids that were killed at Parkland, Florida. I don't know how he got in the hearing room. How he got close to the nominee, the security must just suck. Because he tried to have a conversation with the nominee after they were done and they were headed for the lunch recess. But listen to Fred Guttenberg, the father of the Parkland victim, Jamie, describe Kavanaugh essentially walking away from him. This is how it all went down.
After they announced the break to go to lunch. Mm-hmm. Well, senators started, mingling around. Judge Kavanaugh was talking to somebody. I walked up to talk to somebody to the right of Judge Kavanaugh. He was talking to someone to my left. When that conversation was breaking up, I turned around, and I can't remember if I tapped him on his elbow or his shoulder, but I was trying to get his attention, and I put out my hand to shake his hand. I simply said, hi. My name is Fred Guttenberg. I'm the father of Jamie Guttenberg, who was murdered in Parkland. As soon as I got to the murdered in Parkland, that's where you saw him turn and move and walk the other way. And that's where you saw security start to help direct him. But he was listening to me. All he had to do was extend his hand back and say, I'm sorry for your loss. Tell me about your daughter.
And that would have been enough for you?
You know what? It would have been a way for one dad to look another dad in the eye, and maybe he would have asked me more questions about why I'm there. But instead, as soon as I said murdered in Parkland, he just did an immediate turn and went the other way. He also went to security afterwards. And what happened after lunch is I got back in the room and I sat down. And security, a couple of minutes later, came and pulled me out of the room and said that they thought, or Judge Kavanaugh thought, that I may have crossed a boundary. I didn't intend to, so I hope he doesn't feel like I was rude. I really just put out my hand to say hello. And I'm certain he was the one who told them to take me out because he described these bracelets that I wear on my wrist, which commemorate my daughter.
I would have done the same thing if I were Brett Kavanaugh. You had just sat through, what, 3 hours, maybe 4 hours of protesters screaming. And I would, my sensitivities would have been heightened, shall we say. And when some guy, some perfect stranger walks up, and again, I wouldn't know Fred Guttenberg if he came in into the studio right now and slugged me in the face. I wouldn't know him other than he's identified in the videotape that was on C-SPAN and eventually went viral. I would have had heightened sensitivity as well. What Fred Guttenberg did cross the line. My question is, where was his security? Can anybody just walk? I mean, if somebody wanted to walk up and throw acid in his face, could they probably do it? Probably. That to me was a violation of his private space. And I'll be honest with you, I don't. What Kavanaugh did was fine. He simply walked away, followed his security out of the building, out of the room. And somehow Fred Guttenberg went down to CNN and decided to, tell his story. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't begrudge Brett Kavanaugh anything. Tell you what, let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you have been holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, let's go right now to Michelle. Michelle, I've only got about a minute before the break. What's going on?
Good morning. Given in the context that he just got through with a hearing where there was acting out, disturbances, who knows the possible threat this man posed. He was not introduced. He doesn't know who he is. And quite frankly, I wouldn't engage with anyone in that room that I didn't know. And, you know, is this going to be another week of Democrats, liberals, and rhinos carrying on with their self-important, self-congratulatory, and tantrum throwing? We spent a whole week last week of self-important, self-congratulating funeral processions that were, you know, and they went on for days and days and days, more than any queen or president would ever have carried on. And now we got a week of tantrums.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's going to go till Sunday, and then it's going to end. Because Chuck Grassley is going to bring it to a vote. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016. Or check them out at skclv.com.